I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Yesterday, Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani turned down his final chance to return to Islam. The pastor's facing apostasy charges and execution. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"There has not been a judicial execution of a Christian for more than 20 years in Iran. So if, in fact, this case happens and Pastor Yusuf is executed, that would mark a significant change in direction by the government in how they're treating the church, in how they're treating Christians, and especially those who have left Islam to follow Christ."
Meanwhile, a recent study labels faith in God a gut feeling. The Harvard study claims that more intuitive people are more likely to believe in God than those who are more reasonable. Evangelist Sammy Tippett disagrees. He says the study, which explained very little about its subjects or tests, likely was just trying to prove a bias. Rather than take offense, though, Tippett says we should see this as an opportunity.
"We ought not to be afraid of this kind of thing. I think we ought to be able to sit down and in a reasonable manner, talk with people and discuss with them, and let this be an opportunity for sharing the gospel."
And when was the last time you enjoyed a good potluck with fellow believers? Worldwide Christian Schools is inviting you to join them for a community potluck, but it may not be the kind you're thinking of. Just like a potluck where each person brings something to the table to create a well-rounded meal, WWCS is asking, what can you bring to the table for schools in Christ's name? Get involved with the Potluck Project at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get a great missions resource. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love. It'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. This is the last week. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.